I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. As we wrap up 2024, let's take a look back at the top outdoor stories of the past 12 months. I'll give you a rundown when we return, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. What were the biggest stories of the past year? Well, this list is in no specific order, but here are what Outdoor News considered the top 10 stories of 2024. Kicking it off, we saw a number of tribal land back efforts directed at public lands. It started at the Upper Sioux State Park, but there were also disputes in parts of northern Minnesota. Deer harvest appeared to turn the corner. The deer kill looks like it is definitely up from 2023, and that's good news. Lake Mille Lacs saw its walleye harvest completely closed, then a two-fish limit kicked in August, and that continues this winter. The state saw an all-time record wild turkey harvest at 16,600 birds, and the legislature found funding for an Asian carp barrier on the Mississippi River in the Winona area. The prevalency rate for chronic wasting disease in the southeast jumped significantly. That's bad news. But voters turned out in droves to support dedicating lottery funds to the environment. Rounding it out, state outdoor groups started a new Minnesota Conservation Network, and on the national scene, Wayne Lapierre left the NRA after leading the group for 30-plus years, and celebrity grizzly bear 399 died out in the Grand Tetons of Wyoming. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.